Hello, friends, and thanks for downloading another weekly episode of the Money Girl Podcast. My name is Laura Adams. I'm a personal finance author, speaker, and spokesperson who's been writing and hosting this show since 2008. My most recent publication, Debt-Free Blueprint, How to Get Out of Debt and Build a Financial Life You Love, is available as a paperback, ebook, or audiobook if you haven't picked one up yet. If you are ready for more knowledge, resources, and motivation to manage your money the best way possible and create a richer life, you are in the right place. That is my mission for this show. And today's topic was inspired by a listener. I think she's a listener. She is definitely a member of the Dominate Your Dollars Facebook group. That's my free group on Facebook. You can check it out. Susan says, I need help looking for and choosing a high-yield savings account. I have money in a traditional negligible interest savings account at a local bank. I would like to transfer it to a high-yield account. I would not be withdrawing any money from it at this time. Are there fees associated with these accounts? How long would it take to access my money when needed? And Susan also asks, she says, I'm looking for a cashback credit card for real cash, not airline perks. Thanks for your help. Well, Susan, thank you so much for your questions and being an active member in my Dominate Your Dollars Facebook group. Today's show is for you if you are also trying to make the most of your savings and even your credit card rewards. Building savings, if you have been listening to this show for any amount of time, you know that that's something I am always harping on because it is an essential part of a healthy financial life. Everyone should maintain an emergency fund as a safeguard against life's unexpected things. You know, it could be losing your job or getting a large medical bill or having to buy an airline ticket to go see family. There are so many things that pop up unexpectedly. And if you don't have the money or the savings to purchase those or pay for them, oftentimes we dip into credit cards, and that's when we begin to get into credit card debt or even get further into credit card debt. And in addition to building an emergency fund, you might have other savings goals, such as taking a vacation or buying a home. So putting that money in the best place is really key. As Susan mentions, and you probably know, the downside of using a typical bank account for savings is that you're not going to earn much. It's just a pittance in interest. Average accounts pay a fraction of 1%, and that makes your money grow painfully slowly. Now, while growth is not the purpose of an emergency fund or really any short-term savings account, the idea is to keep it safe, and it's not necessarily going to get much growth. If you can earn a little bit more and still keep the account safe, why not? So that's what today's show is about. I'm going to cover three really great ways to park your personal savings, even your business savings, and earn more interest. Plus, you're going to learn how to switch bank accounts as seamlessly as possible when it's time to find a new one. And I'll also mention which cashback credit cards I use and love. Today's episode is number 621. Called Three Ways to Earn Higher Interest on Personal and Business Savings. All right, let's get into how to earn more interest on your savings. While it's possible to find a high-yield bank where you live and in your backyard, chances are you won't. Chances are you're going to need to use one that exists online only. Internet-only banks have a whole lot less overhead than the banks that have brick-and-mortar locations. So the internet-only banks tend to offer richer benefits. But if you've never used a bank without a local branch, it can seem a bit unsettling at first. You might worry that if something goes wrong, you won't have somewhere to go for help. In my experience, I've been using online-only banks for probably, I don't know, like 15 years, close to two decades. Customer service at online institutions is actually better than I have found at local branches. Instead of keeping, quote, bankers' hours of 9 to 5, These online institutions have service representatives available by phone or chat 24/7. So, you know, they're a whole lot more convenient when you need help. Most online banks have really great mobile apps because that's how you interface with them. And these apps allow you to do everything. You can deposit paper checks remotely by simply snapping a picture, and you can make electronic transfers between accounts in just a day or two. So don't be afraid to try any of the online banks that I'm going to cover in the show, because I promise you they can really pay off. Here are some of the best ways to earn higher interest rates on your personal and your business funds. Number one, use a rewards checking account. While you might be searching for a high-yield savings account to earn more money, instead, using a rewards checking could actually be the ticket. These very special accounts pay incredibly competitive rates, and they offer a variety of additional perks. The catch is that you have to jump through some hoops to qualify for the rewards. But I have found that they're pretty easy. They do vary from reward account to reward account, so you need to shop around. But I'm going to tell you one that I have found that I think is the easiest to qualify for. It's called the Tab Bank. And that's T-A-B, capital T-A-B, Bank, Kasasa Cash Checking Account. Here are the monthly requirements to qualify for this account. And if you do, it pays 4% APY on balances up to $50,000. Guys, that's huge. So what they require is at least one direct deposit, or an ACH transaction, or a bill pay transaction. Well, if you're like me, you're paying bills online anyway, or you've probably got at least one direct deposit a month coming from your employer, or you could set one up. So that one, to me, is really easy. And the second requirement is that you have to make at least 15 debit card purchases of $5 or more. That's pretty good. A lot of the rewards accounts are going to require more like 20, 25, maybe even 30 debit card purchases. So just 15 debit card purchases of $5 or more per month. These are really easy requirements to meet. But even if you don't comply with these in a given month, let's say you only have 14 debit card purchases instead of 15, the account is still free, and it's going to pay you 0.05% APY. That's not much, but at least it's something. Now, if you can put away even more than $50,000 in this account, amounts over that threshold still earn a quarter of a percent, 0.25% APY. So, you know, not a whole lot of people are probably going to want to put more than $50,000 in a checking, but I would encourage you to think of it more like a savings account. If you can just meet those basic requirements and think of it like a savings where you're getting 4% APY, that's pretty darn good. Additional benefits that come with the Tab Bank rewards checking include ATM fee refunds up to $15 per month, no monthly fees, no minimum balance even to earn rewards. You get a terrific mobile app with remote check deposit, online banking and bill pay that's free. They even have a budgeting tool, which is pretty unique. And you get, of course, FDIC insurance, which is key. So don't overlook the fact that saving money in a checking account could allow you to get the highest possible interest rate. But if you're not a debit card user, you're going to have to get used to it. As I mentioned, most reward checking accounts are going to require a certain number of debit charges. That's because those interchange fees earn the bank revenue, and that helps them pay you that high interest rate. One tip for using a debit card wisely is not to use it online. So I would encourage you to use the debit card for a rewards checking only at local merchants that you trust. So that might include grocery stores, coffee shops, restaurants, and salons. In a previous podcast called Six Risky Situations When You Should Avoid Using a Debit Card, which is podcast number 403, I go into all the detail about why I'm saying this, so I would definitely encourage you to go back and listen to that. I cover everything you need to know about debit cards in that show. So if you want to make sure that you do meet the monthly debit card minimum, one tip or trick is to keep a sticky note on the card to record the dates that you make charges, or make notes on your phone of when you're making charges. That way, you won't miss a month of high interest. Now, if you're self-employed, The free Tab Bank Business Checking Account offers a pretty competitive rate. It's 0.25% APY, plus some other nice perks, including unlimited transactions. Most business checking accounts don't provide either of these benefits without charging a monthly fee. Their business savings account also pays 0.25% APY, or you can get 1.82% APY with their money market fund. There are no monthly fees, and you've got really easy access to your funds. So check that out and consider using rewards checking. Now, if that's not your jam and you're just like, you know what, Laura, I'm not going to use it because I'm not going to make those debit card purchases, then I would say my second tip is don't overlook credit unions. If you are not familiar with credit unions, let me give you a quick primer. They can offer extremely competitive interest rates that you shouldn't miss. The main difference between credit unions and banks is that credit unions are nonprofit financial cooperatives, and banks are for-profit businesses. Credit unions are owned by their customers, which are known as members, and banks are owned by outside investors or shareholders. Banks are in business to please their investors. I mean, that's the bottom line. So that can definitely be at odds with what is best for customers. Credit unions, on the other hand, exist only to serve their members, which is why they generally offer better customer service and better rates. Most earnings are put back into a credit union and then ultimately get returned to members in the form of benefits, such as those high rates paid on deposits, lower interest rates charged on loans, and fewer fees. Just like most banks have FDIC insurance, which covers up to $250,000 per depositor, credit unions offer the same insurance amount through the NCUA, or National Credit Union Administration. Both types of insurance are backed by the full faith and credit of the U.S. government. So don't worry that it's going to say NCUA insured, not FDIC insured. It's still a very good insurance. Credit unions are not allowed to serve the general public like banks can. So, how do you become a credit union member? Well, every credit union has different requirements. Some are going to limit membership to defined groups, such as those living in a particular county or a geographic area. It could limit membership to those working for a specific organization, such as a military base, a hospital, or a school system. It could even limit membership to those working in certain industries, such as healthcare or education. And in some cases, you don't have to qualify for any of these. You can literally become a member by making a small donation to an association or a charitable organization. And most credit unions give automatic membership to the immediate family of existing members. So let me tell you about Consumers Credit Union. This is a good option. This is a nationwide option. You simply pay a one-time non-refundable $5 fee to their sponsor, the Consumers Cooperative Association, and then maintain a minimum of $5 in your account. That is all you have to do to qualify. So again, that's Consumers Credit Union. They offer a variety of online checking and savings options. They've even got a free rewards checking. Here are the monthly requirements to earn one of the highest yields nationwide, which is up to 5.09% APY on balances up to $10,000. So to get that great rate, there are four things you have to do. You've got to have at least one direct deposit or an ACH transaction totaling $500 or more per month. So again, that could be a payroll deposit. The second requirement is 12 debit card purchases totaling $100 or more. So that's should be pretty easy. The third is signing up for e-documents. That's simple. And the last one is spending at least $1,000 using a Consumers Credit Union Visa. So you do have to also have the Visa and spend $1,000 to get that 5.09% APY. But here's the kicker. If you only spend $500 on the Visa, you would still qualify to earn 4.09% APY. And if you don't get the visa, or you do get the visa, but you don't make any charges on it, you qualify to earn 3.09% APY, which is not too bad. Now, if your balance goes over $10,000, you still earn some money. You earn 0.2% APY on amounts over that threshold up to $25,000. And if you've got more than $25,000, amounts over that $25,000 threshold are going to earn a little bit less, 0.1% APY. Here's some additional benefits that come with the Consumers Credit Union Rewards checking. You get unlimited ATM fee refunds, no monthly fees, no minimum balance, no minimum balance to earn rewards. And of course, they've got a great mobile app with remote check deposit. They have online banking and bill pay that's free, and NCUA insurance. If your rewards checking balance were to exceed $10,000, you would actually come out better using their Smart Saver account. You could earn 2% APY. You just need to make a monthly deposit to the account in the range of $50 up to $1,000. So again, if you've got a higher balance, one over $10,000, you would come out ahead with their savings account. You just have to make a minimum deposit into it of $50 a month to qualify for 2% APY. If you're self-employed, Consumers Credit Union offers a variety of free checking and savings options at very competitive rates. Many credit unions offer both personal and business banking, so shop around for accounts that provide what your business needs, such as merchant services, credit cards, and loans. All right, we're on the third way to get more for your savings. The third way is try a high-yield online savings account. So if you don't want to use a rewards checking and you don't have much savings to deposit, you can still get competitive interest rates with high-yield online savings accounts. The minimum deposit and balance requirements can vary widely across institutions, so you got to shop around. Some require nothing, and others could require a deposit of $10,000 or more to snag a high rate. Also, check the minimum balance required. Some may charge a monthly fee if you dip below a certain threshold, or only pay you a lower rate if you go below a certain threshold. A great option right now is CIT Bank's Savings Builder account. It pays 1.8% APY if you make a monthly deposit of $100 or more. There are other options that are close behind this rate that do not require a monthly deposit. One of them is Discover and American Express. Both of these credit card companies also offer high yield savings that pay 1.7% APY. And if you do have more money to save, you can earn a little bit more. For instance, Citizens Access pays 1.85% APY with a $5,000 minimum deposit. And CIBC US also pays 1.85% APY with a $1,000 deposit. Every high-yield account I've mentioned is FDIC insured, it's free, and has an app allowing you to deposit paper checks remotely. And while you can't deposit cash remotely, you can make an unlimited number of deposits by check or electronic transfer. The main downside of a savings account is that you can only make up to 6 withdrawals per month by check, debit card, or electronic transfer. So it's an excellent place for your emergency savings and your short or medium-term savings goals. If you need more access to your cash, if you're likely to make more than 6 withdrawals a month, I would recommend a money market savings account. It's a better option for both your personal and your business use. Think of it like a checking and a savings combination. It's kind of a hybrid that allows the convenience of unlimited transactions with higher rates. However, to get those higher rates, in a lot of cases, your money market accounts are going to require higher minimum deposits. So do your research. Now, it's important to note that banks and credit unions can change their interest offers at any time. The rates that I've quoted here are as of January 10, 2020. If you sign up for an account and the rate goes down or your fees go up, it might be time to make a change. It can happen, so don't get upset if the rate goes down. Switching bank accounts, especially checking accounts, does take a little effort on your part, but it's usually worth it. Here are 5 steps that make switching bank accounts as easy as possible. So step number one is to apply for your new account. And some great places to search for the best personal and business checking accounts are Bankrate.com, FindABetterBank.com, and DepositAccounts.com. Step number two, fund your new account. Most institutions accept a variety of payment options for your initial deposit, including check or transfer. Remember to keep enough money in your old account to cover any outstanding payments that will be drafted before you can change them. Step number three, change those automatic transactions. So make a list of all of your automatic or recurring transactions. These might be payroll deposits, gym memberships, insurance premiums, monthly subscriptions. Also, jot down the next date you expect them to hit your account. You could scan your last few bank statements to make sure that you don't miss anything that's happening on autopilot. It's best to switch your automatic deposits first so you know exactly when your income will begin flowing into the new account. And most banks have a direct deposit form that you can send to your employer or your other income sources authorizing an update. Then you can switch any automatic payments. But don't assume that just because you submit an account change form that it's going to occur the very next direct deposit. Depending on how much advance notice an employer or a merchant needs, the change could take a full accounting cycle. So make sure to leave enough money in your old account to cover any recurring payments. Step number four, stop using the old account. After you switch over your automatic deposits and your withdrawals, you can stop using your old debit card or paper checks. Remember that you might have other accounts that are linked to that old checking account, such as a credit card, Venmo, or PayPal. Those will all need to be updated. And the last step is close the account. One of the biggest mistakes that people make when switching accounts is closing the old bank account too early before all the pending transactions have cleared. Wait until you have an account statement from the new bank to verify that each of your monthly automatic transactions is linked. Many banks require you to speak to a representative in person or on the phone to close an account. If you do have a remaining balance, they can transfer it to your new account or mail you a paper check. Once your old account is officially closed, you can destroy your old debit card or paper checks. Making the switch to a better bank can be the key to getting better service, paying fewer fees, and earning a lot more interest on the money you already have. And before we go, I'll mention a couple of my favorite cash back credit cards. I have used the American Express Blue Cash Card for a long time, and it offers some really nice rewards, 5% on some categories and 3% or 1% on other categories. It's really great if you are spending a lot at grocery stores and gas stations. I also love my Amazon Prime Rewards credit card or Prime card. This one gives you 5% cash back at Amazon, and it also gives you lower percentages when you spend at other places. But I have it set up, so I just use it exclusively for Amazon. I buy a lot through Amazon, so it definitely pays off to be a Prime member for me. So those are two to consider, and I think you really have to look at where you're spending your money. If there are other places like Costco where you're spending a lot of money, consider the rewards credit cards that they may offer. That may be where you can maximize cash rewards the most. Susan, thanks again for your question. If you have a money question, a comment, a suggestion for a future show, I would love to hear it. There are definitely multiple ways you can get a hold of me. One is through the Dominate Your Dollars Facebook group. Another is my contact page at lauradadams.com if you want to send me an email. And I would also love to hear your voicemail. I may or may not use it on the show. If you tell me not to, I definitely won't. All you have to do is record your message at 302-364-0308. Again, call 302-364-0308. And before I let you go, I want to remind you that I am offering a significant New Year's discount for my best-selling online class called Get Out of Debt Fast, A Proven Plan to Stay Debt-Free Forever. If you're looking to get a little help and boost your financial life by getting out of debt this year, I want to help you. This is the year to do it. You're not going to get different results with your money unless you take different actions. So take control of your finances by joining this super affordable whole class, you're going to come away with a clear debt reduction plan to eliminate all of your debt, your credit cards, student loans, medical bills, mortgages, or any other debt that you owe, even if you don't have extra money to pay them off faster. To learn more, just text me. Text the phrase debt course. That's DEBTCOURSE with no space. Send that to the number 33444, and I will send you an email that gives you a special 75% off discount for a limited time. You can learn more at lauradadams.com as well. Check it out, and I hope to see you in the class. Money Girl is produced by the audio wizard Steve Rickyberg with editorial support from Karen Hertzberg. If you've been enjoying the podcast, take a moment to rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. You might also like the backlist episodes and show notes that are always available at quickanddirtytips.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week. Until then, here's to living a richer life.